The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's morning show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
So we brought in John Spullin from Cassidy Travel here to do the Joe Supple spot.
Good morning, Declan. Where is Joe? Is he down in Bray? Is he in Greystones? Is he in on the lakes in Glendalough? Or
who knows?
Where is he?
Who knows?
Where is Joe? Fine, Joe.
But you see, they're big shoes to fill, John. You know? Or should I say, big cases to fill. But anyway, thanks for dropping into us. I mean, the weather is fantastic. And let me ask you, sort of, who'd want to go abroad, John?
Well, I think that was the sunshine out there, if you like it, if you like it and you want some more of it, it's not going to be here forever. I'm not casting any aspersions on today, tomorrow or the next day. Maybe on Sunday there might be a little drop of ishka coming around, but if you want more of that, plan and book it now, for wintertime in Ireland is, you know.
Yes, okay, so we've got a taste of it and a sort of wetter appetite for the future. What about Dublin Airport? Are things been sorted?
Yes, they're much more relaxed in Dublin Airport. Anybody that I've spoken to that's travelled in and out of it, it's very relaxed. Getting through the security is really no issue at all. There's still some delay in the baggage area, but I've been saying to people that if you're looking to get away, and you can pack in a carry-on suitcase and a little haversack on your back, taking into consideration what the airlines, you know, the conditions of carrying luggage on board. The size and weight and everything else, that's the way I would go.
Right, okay, don't risk it going in and saying goodbye to your case that you mightn't see again.
Yeah, your suitcase could be going on holidays and never to come back.
Yeah. You know, obviously there's pressures in families with children being off for the summer holidays, so they take their holidays in the summertime. But for those who are more flexible, when the kids go back to school, do things open up? Is there a different market then?
I think September, or I call it extend your summer and head away in September and October, autumn to most of us. It's a fantastic time to go away, to go abroad to Europe and further afield. But especially in Europe, which is, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours away, or maybe 4 if you're travelling to Canaries. Things are much more relaxed on the ground in these beach destinations. And you're still getting the sunshine. The temperatures are still up around 22, 23, 24 degrees in these areas. They're quieter. The restaurants are quieter. The resorts are quieter. And hotels have, you know, offer better value because it's coming into their low season as such. And I find that, you know, we all need to get away. We all need a little break. And, you know, we need that headspace. And it's nice to... September is a lovely month. September and early October, lovely times to go away and set yourself up for the coming winter.
So the southern European countries, I don't know, Greece, Croatia, Spain, Portugal, Italy.
Yes.
That's the places.
The most popular probably of those are, you know, down south in fly into Malaga and then head down to the beaches, or fly into Faro or fly into Lisbon in Portugal and head down. Certainly I would say the Canary Islands, if you're looking for more guaranteed sunshine, head about 4 hours down to Canary Islands. Gran Canaria, Tenerife, Lanzarote all have excellent availability in September. Prices are a little bit higher, but certainly airlines, you won't see, as Michael O'Leary said in the papers this morning, you won't see the €10 Ryanair fares anymore because of flight prices and everything, because of oil and the cost of putting the aircraft in the air. But certainly there's still great value, and especially you know, if you travel midweek to these destinations, you know.
Yeah, the value is there. What about going further afield? If people go to, I don't know, Vietnam or, you know, Thailand or the Maldives and all sorts of things.
Yeah, again, we have a specialised division called Classic Resorts, an area of excellence that look after all our long-haul clients going away to Mauritius, South Africa, and Mauritius is a great two-centre holiday, or you can go to Seychelles, and Mauritius is another great two-centre holiday. And further afield, down down to Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand, they've all more or less opened up, and there's more confidence now in people travelling to those destinations, and flights are filling up quite well for over that period of time, you know, the November to right through January.
And has COVID sort of gone on the back burner?
It has. Most of the countries have opened up now. Some of them still require you to have to be vaccinated and have up-to-date vaccinations, or else show a PCR test 72 hours beforehand. But most of them are open up, and there's still a few. But we're on top of that, and we're managing that, so we're able to advise our clients. We're there for our clients, obviously, and we're able to advise them where they should go and what dream destinations they should take off to, our plan, and take off to later on in the year.
Right, okay. Back to Europe, and people like to go to, say, Germany or Poland or somewhere like that for, dare I say it, the Christmas market and things like that. You know.
Christmas, the C word.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are those markets coming back as well, presumably.
Yes, there are.
The Christmas markets. And they're great fun.
And a destination that one would not consider as a Christmas market is Rome, believe it or not. And while it hasn't got the traditional, you know, snow and ice and cold, it's still a great traditional, still got great Christmas markets in the various different squares around Rome, and you could do a little bit more than that. But the ones in the northern cities of Europe are all, you know, very much atmospheric, and they have the Glühwein, and they have all of the little treats and the hand warmers and all that, and it's a lovely way to get away just for a couple of days. As, you know, it starts around 27th of November right through till around the 16th of December.
And when does the skiing season start then?
Skiing starts from an Irish perspective probably around the first week, second week in January. Popular destinations for skiing are obviously Austria is the number one destination, followed by France, and then somewhat Andorra is quite good as well. Bulgaria used to be on the cards, but many years ago, but it has dropped off since. But certainly Austria, great destination for ski. A lot of families for the midterm in February actually booked their children's ski holidays for a week, and it's a great exciting time to be travelling down the slopes and become a Franz climber.
So don't knock it out of your mind that it's far away and we're enjoying the summer. It's there's coming up, there is December and January, and while you're here, it's good to talk about it and things like that.
Well, know? I certainly think if you're talking about January, we call January the blues month, so you get these January blues after Christmas time and everything else, and it's a good time to head away, whether you're going skiing or else put a little bit of heat in the back of your shoulders or on your shoulders and head away to, obviously, the closest destination that we have from Ireland with direct flights. Are the Canary Islands, Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura, and they are all out there now to be, you know, to be booked. And certainly one of the tips I've been saying to people since we've come back, because it's really, really been busy after 2.5 years of lockdown and all that sort of stuff, and people not wanting to travel, the confidence is back. So planning ahead is really important. And I think if you're looking to head away in January, February, March, or beat the January blues, as we call it, now is the time to
have a look at that. Yeah. What if you're free and easy and you can sort of go when you like and all that? What's the best thing to do? Sort of look up when the cheap flights are, or the specials, and say, you know, the difference in price between different weeks. I'll go for the cheaper one because I'm free and flexible.
Well, we have a website that you can, it's fully bookable website on all the destinations, whether it's the States or whether it's Canada or whether it's further afield or close to home. And the destinations that, where there are plenty of frequency of flights, you know, like the Malaga and the Costa del Sol, or Faro for the Algarve, or Lisbon for the coastal area up there around Cascais and Estoril, or Mallorca, which is, Mallorca, funny enough, is a great city break destination as well, but or Salou in south of Spain, they're the destinations with the most frequency. The flights are frequently several times a day up to.
So therefore, their seats get free. Airlines want to fill them up, and that's the time to grab them.
Yes, certainly, and certain selected dates, and we, our staff are adept at selling late holiday. Sandra in our shop in Dundrum, our travel shop in Dundrum, was telling me that she's seeing an increase in the number of people coming in over the last week or so. Maybe the sunshine has prompted them to extend their holidays and head away next weekend and the weekend after. Now, it's still a little... Certainly the €99 holiday breaks for last minute booking are not there, because obviously we have the we still have people travelling this year that didn't travel last year, and they're crossing over, but we would always look after people and right. Get them away.
Well, listen, I'll tell Joe Supple you were okay, all right?
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming in and deputising. John Spullin from Cassidy Travel. Thanks very much indeed, John, for coming. We'll play your little stinger here. Well, yeah, why
yes,
not?
Go for it. Go
all
for
right.
It.
John Spullin, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.